content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, and Jill Lane.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
I've got to move that microphone.
Got it.
Yeah, there
Moving
you go.
It.
Yeah. I like eye contact.
I like to receive your eye contact.
Oh my gosh. So I wish awkward. Our listeners could have heard the conversation before we went live. Oh, Diamond, it was great.
I'm sure I'll recreate it.
We will recreate it because, you know, we've got a great show coming up today. And we've got Jill Lane. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach. We're going to be talking about food for thoughts and a lot of other things, not just thing.
Dang. Not just the thing.
And Craig Ballantyne, the perfect day formula. So basically Jill and I were talking about, it would be the perfect day formula. Here's the deal, Pickle. Okay, so if you're a dude, you automatically have it easier. You really do. Because if you're a mother's job is so much different than what a father's job is. And it entails a lot of things like, you know, doing laundry, 3 loads of laundry, like Jill did before she came into the show today. So she didn't get to meditate and do all these things and make her green juice and get up at 4 a.m. and all these things, which are wonderful if you can execute. But if you're raising children and you're a woman, it's very, very difficult. And I'm just going to say a woman, even without children, because typically women are caretakers of other people, whether it be their parents or other nieces and nephews. We're always the helpers. Like, you're not going to get a call if you're a dude to come over and help babysit for a couple of hours, right?
That's true.
It's totally true.
I mean, I think a few guys might, there might be a few guys on that list, but.
Yeah. Typically,
right.
No.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But this is a fascinating book. It really is. I've actually enjoyed it. And I do a lot of things that are already in this book, but then I've a couple of new things, you know? Because one of the things of his 12 Rules of Life, Craig Ballantyne, who is coming up, he's an incredible writer, and he's got an incredible bio. He used to write for Men's Health, GQ, Maxim, National Geographic. He's a high-performance coach, and he trains CEOs and entrepreneurs, high-performing ones, and he's incredible. He's got his own high performance business workshops and so on. But I'm really looking forward to speaking with him. I love this book, and I love his gratitude journal and just his perfect day formula. So it'll be great to talk to him.
You know what? I think there's always something to learn from people who work in that sphere. If you don't consider yourself a high performance person, because we all should be high performing, regardless of what our job is, whether we're a single parent, we're married, you know, we're co-parenting, we don't have kids. We all want to get the best out of our day and our life, whatever that looks like.
Absolutely.
For us. For some of us, it's just to have a clean house at the end of the day. For some of us, it's we're executing deals at work. And, you know, there's a variance in between of what that looks like. And so we can always learn tips. And for you mentioned one of them, I think one of the biggest ones is just to have more gratitude every day.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't mean you have to get up, you know, you don't always have to get up, you know, before the sun comes up to do that. But it's a great reminder, and to hear it from someone else's perspective is helpful.
Well, you know, something just popped into my head. This was when I became a single mother about 9 years ago, when my first husband and I got divorced. And I remember being at, I think it was Central Market, and I'd been running around doing all this stuff, you know, and there's a lot of damage control, if you will. And so anytime your family is under duress or stress like that, you're always going to, you know, have higher stress and just things that are, are a byproduct of that. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I was in the grocery store somewhere, and, you know, my name is Bernadette Fiaschetti. So I never had like a quick signature, because I was Catholic school, you know, real formal, and would actually write my name out. And then it got a little, then I would put B, and then my last name changed from Fiaschetti to Swad. And so that was easier. But one day I was in the grocery store, and I said, you know, I just was so stressed on time that I put the pen down and went circle, circle, circle. And that meant busy, busy, busy. And that has been my new signature for 9 years. And because that's typically what a woman's life looks like. It really is. And especially if you're a single mother.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from him, because I think you can determine your own level of busy. Like, I do think we have the capability. We're busy. But I think we have the capability to determine what that busy looks like, mm-hmm. instead of feeling so chaotic and out of control. I think his work will kind of talk to us about, okay, you can choose the kind of busy you want to be. Now, sometimes you get the phone call, your kid's sick, you got to drop everything.
Right.
Everything you had on your to-do list to do at work or wherever goes to the back burner as per usual.
And when your kids are suffering, nothing else matters. You got to fix it. You got to fix it. And everything else goes to the wayside. And so your life gets a little screwed up sometimes for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do think we can, because again, as a coach of people and their health, everybody's biggest excuse is time or busyness. And I do believe we can choose the level of busy we want to have in our life, which oftentimes means there's a little more behind the scenes work on letting go of certain things, letting go of certain people's, you know, just changing your environment.
Right.
And that's actually where the work lies.
Well, and I feel like, we as consumers are at war with these big companies. And this is one of the things I love having you in studio, Jolaine, because you've got such an incredible amount of knowledge about nutrition and health and fitness as a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach. And so I went to grocery shop the other day for the week on Sunday afternoon for the family. My youngest daughter loves potato chips. And so I always like to get her a bag of potato chips, to let her remind her that, mom will let you have some snack food once in a while. I'm not a total, vegan Nazi, if you will, even though I'm not 100% vegan, because I still will eat pasture raised eggs or maybe a little bit of Parmesan Reggiano or something like that. So I picked up these, I won't say the brand, potato chips, but it's very, very, very big name. And they
popular,
very, very popular. And they cook in small batches. This is a pepperoncini, great taste naturally. So I said, it's non-GMO. That's a good place to start, because I won't buy potatoes that are not non-GMO. If I can help it, then I flip it over. And so if you look at the back, the first thing it says is, with 600 solar panels on our roof, we generate 120,000 kilowatt hours, our natural promise to non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, no artificial preservatives, 0 grams trans fat, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to read the ingredients, though, because I'm highly skilled and trained at this, right? and so, because women have so much time to do this.
Right.
I mean, I don't think there's many fathers, sorry guys, going in there and checking all this stuff
out.
There's
a lot of people. I mean, most people don't have time to sit and comb through, although we train them to on the show, because there's a reason why I'm sure you're getting to that you need to be able to do this.
And so I'm reading through potatoes, safflower, and or sunflower, and or canola oil. Bing, bing, bing. Canola oil. It's in the third, after the third one. So that means right away, we're not buying this product.
Strike one.
And then it goes on to sea salt, salt, green pepper powder, blah, blah, all this stuff. And then maltodextrin.
Strike two.
Strike two. I'm out. You're out. I'm not buying you. And then I ended up getting some other potato chips that truly were, and they were in avocado oil, an oil that's really healthy for you. Canola oil's cheap. It's in so many products.
We read that it's even used to fuel cars or used for energy sources.
Yeah,
like
it was made from ship diesel.
Yeah,
they had to find another use for it. So they cleaned it up and turned it into oil that we put into like 90% of our products. I swear, it's in everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think, we made that shift, or most of us have made that shift, where we're not buying stuff with trans fats in it. You can really not even find them that much anymore.
It's still legal. It's still out there in the FDA till I think 2020 or 2021.
But the next biggest front, and this is where I even have the biggest challenge too, because I like to keep a few salty crunchies around for my kids.
Of course.
For the same premise that you mentioned, is buying something salty crunchy that doesn't have one of the quote unquote bad oils in it.
Right.
So we have more companies with coconut and avocado oil produced products. There's even, some ghee things out there, but there's just not enough.
Right.
There's
and even enough. The olive oil potato chips, you're not supposed to fry in olive oil.
Yeah, I mean, it's technically not a high heat.
It's not a high heat product.
So unless they say we don't cook it at high temperature, it's a, I don't know.
Yeah. What is the cutoff? Do you know? I don't even know.
I don't know what the smoke point is of olive oil. I should. I mean, that's a question for my chef husband. It's not very high.
Let's Google
it. If you cook at home in a saute pan, it'll hit the smoke point. So
right.
It can't be much more than around 100.
Yeah.
I mean, 80 to 120. I don't know. It's
the
not very
point?
Hot. Yeah.
It's what?
For extra virgin olive oil, it's 374.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's higher than I would expect.
That's higher than
so that's a baking temperature. So for those of you who roast your vegetables in olive oil, which I do, you know, I try to do like 350, like not much over that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, me too.
For that. But I feel like it gets... You can smoke it, you know, like it starts to smoke on your stove, but maybe I just am so, it's
well, and
way
I have
hotter
one of,
than
yeah,
I
yeah, 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 yeah.
Think apparently
I,
so.
And I have one of those guns that gouges the oil because, you know, we had a test kitchen in our home for many years when we were, you know, testing for Wingstop for development of all the recipes and the menu. But anyway, so, okay, so we're done with that product, but here's another one I brought because when we were on our way back from Austin last week, we stopped at a Buc-ee's. Okay.
It was awesome.
Not sure how I feel about Buc-ee's.
Oh, man. Buc-ee's, I'll tell you, though. Yeah.
Those clean bathrooms, though?
Yes.
That's what we were there for.
Not clean enough to walk past all that junk they're selling. Sorry. I think I'd almost rather have peed outside, quite truthfully.
Next time.
But anyway, okay, so we were really struggling. We were tired, and I don't typically drink coffee that late at night, but you know, it was a quick trip, and it was brutal but fun. And so we went in to get something, and I didn't want coffee because they had styrofoam cups. So I'm like, I'm not drinking anything hot out of a styrofoam cup. So then we went over to the coolers. So we found this Starbucks double shot espresso, which I'd never had before. So one of them is just espresso and cream. And the other one is, this one is espresso and cream light. And so it's a light one. So 45% fewer calories than Starbucks double shot espresso and cream. And so anyway, we looked at it and I'm trying to remember here we go. So brewed espresso coffee, water. I have my contacts in backwards this morning, so I'm having trouble reading. I think I put them in backwards. But anyway, reduced, because my left and my right is different. Reduced fat milk cream, sucralose, ascorbic acid, and acetone. What's that called? Potassium?
Potassium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely sucralose. It disrupts your gut bacteria, and it's so bad for you. Doesn't it spike your blood sugar twice that of just like maltodextrin? Or am I getting maltodextrin? I'm getting them mixed up. Maltodextrin's terrible too. But
the bottom line is, if something says diet or light on it, you should just go the other direction.
The other direction.
9 times out of 10, what it's been replaced with is something that's equally as bad, if not worse.
They should have called it sucralose instead of sucralose because it's so bad for you. So anyway, and it's cheaply made. But we have a fantastic show coming up. We've got Craig Ballantyne, the Perfect Day Formula. He is incredible. You're not going to want to miss it. He is the world's most productive man. So stay tuned, everyone. He and Jill Lane are going to rock this show. We'll be right back.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
EarthX returns to Fair Park in Dallas, April 26th through the 28th, the world's largest environmental experience featuring green exhibitors, expert speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, and a film festival, plus tiny houses, kid zone, auto show, live music, and more. EarthX brings people together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Find out what's going on and how to improve it, April 26th through the 28th. Register at earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Change happens here.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in 3 great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Oh my gosh. Diamond, thank you so much. My favorite movie, Legally Blonde, A Perfect Day, part of the soundtrack. Everyone, welcome back. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Jill Lane, and our special guest today, Craig Ballantyne. He is a writer and video producer. He's written 5 books, including The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own the Day and Control Your Life. He's also the owner of 5 businesses, including Early to Rise Publishing, and he is a highly sought-after business coach and speaker. His advice on becoming a high performer in life has been featured in Men's Health, GQ, Maxim, National Geographic, and Prevention magazines, as well as Inc.com and Forbes.com. Today, he coaches high-performing CEOs, entrepreneurs, actors, authors, and executives in dozens of industries to increase their own income and impact and to ensure extraordinary results in every area of life. Craig also leads high-performance business workshops around the world, performing in small group settings to address personal and professional obstacle. He is the world's most productive man, Craig Ballantyne. How are you doing today?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much.
I love your book. It's led me to so many interesting conversations, and I practiced one of them this morning that I've been trying to conquer for years, which is to try not to swear. Okay. In your 12 rules, number 4 is to act politely and courteously, which of course I always do. But I do swear, and you write, and I do not swear. I want to not swear. And so this morning I actually stubbed my toe and I said fudge instead of you know what.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. And that's actually one of the secrets, is coming up with silly words to replace the curse words, which sounds ridiculous. It works.
No, it does work. It does, because would that be synonymous with a good trigger, like you write about in your book?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's a replacement. We always want to think, hey, I've got this bad habit. Not only do we want to try and get rid of it, but we have to replace it with something else, something that's good.
Well, so tell us about how someone can improve their life using your perfect day formula, the formula, if you will.
Sure. So basically, if we boil it down, the formula goes like this: control what you can, cope with what you can't control, and concentrate on what counts. And I actually got that from what's called Stoic philosophy, ancient philosophy. And when I heard that, I was like, oh my goodness, we can apply that to the day. And the most important thing that listeners can do is control their morning, right? Control what you can. We control what time we get up. We control, you know, what we do first thing. We control our breakfast. We control, you know, what time we get the kids up. We control what time we get on the road. We control what we do as soon as we get to work.
Yeah.
As the day goes on, what happens? Well, that chaos comes into the world. We can't really control it, but we can cope with it. And we do all of that. We do that hard work so that we can concentrate on what counts at night, which means getting home on time so that we can be with our families.
Well, and you know what? The one thing I really love about your book, first of all, you're just a good guy. You're direct. Mm-hmm. You're humble. You're encouraging.
Thank you.
But it's a very peaceful, enjoyable book to read because it's not in your face, and yet it's very direct about what you really need to do to change your life. I've totally enjoyed reading it.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And, you know, it came from, you know, I wrote the book because it got me out of a time that wasn't peaceful. And I wanted to share what I learned with other people who have struggles, you know, even though we may not have the same type of life, the principles hold true for everyone, I think.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Did you get your new dog yet?
I do. And she's behind me. She's very tired and she's never barked before. So I was hoping she wasn't going to bark on this call, but she's all tuckered out from a good wrestle this morning.
Oh, good. Well, she can bark. We love animals. We're very animal friendly. So I love a dog's bark anytime. I really do. But there's, you know, I'm not even looking at my notes right now. I'm going by something that I read in your book that that really struck me. It was a beautiful story about your dad and about habits mm-hmm. and how he had his nightstand was always like a candy store. And when you would come down the hall, did you take a left or a right? I can't remember. But
I took a right at the top of the stairs.
Right.
To my parents' room.
So let's talk about that. That was such a great story that you included in the book.
Yeah, I mean, and so for everyone listening, the whole point of this story is to talk about how powerful habits are. You know, we do things automatically. And so my father passed away in 2008, and for the next couple months, I would go and visit my mom and help get his affairs in order because he wasn't he may or may not have not paid taxes for 5 years before he died.
So, oh, wow.
We had some stuff to deal with, and so when I was growing up, my dad liked to eat candy while watching TV. And so for, you know, 20 years of my life, I'd go upstairs, I'd go into my dad's room, and I would raid his candy stash. Now, here I am, 30-something years old, going back home, and I would go up to my old bedroom because I still had some stuff stored in there. And I'd go up the stairs, and I would still turn right into my parents' bedroom 6 months after he had passed away because my nervous system was so ingrained with that's the decision that when you go up the stairs, you go right. And so, you know, how does this apply to somebody listening? Well, you get home at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock and you automatically turn the television on and you put your hand in a bag of cookies.
Yep.
You know, you're hungry, dinner's not for an hour, and you do that without thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to pattern interrupt that so that we can then replace with good habit and eliminate bad habit.
Well, you know, after reading your book, I said, you know what? I'm going to go to bed tonight at 8 and I'm going to get up at 4. Okay, so I failed,
well,
but I got close.
Time?
What?
What was the normal time before? Because
well,
there's a very important lesson here.
I try to get to bed by 10 o'clock every night. And typically I'm reading because I'm preparing for the next day's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my little ritual of my little glass of red wine, which is a no-no. I know that.
Oh.
But I have cut back quite a lot so that it doesn't typically disrupt my sleep as much as it used to. But so
sure.
I thought, okay, so I made it to bed about 8:38. But my so my daughter was making noise in the other room, like, lights out, honey. I really want to get to bed at 8 o'clock. I want to see if I wake up naturally at 4. Go to bed at 8, get up at 4, and see if I can just get a lot of stuff done, you know? And I'm typically, I'm very ambitious. I always have been. I've always been pretty disciplined. And so, and I like structure. I do. And so, and it's served me well over the years. But so I woke up naturally around, I think, 6:30, 6:45. But I did wake up 15 minutes early. And that's a big message in your book. And I did feel in charge. And I did feel more control of today, this perfect day that I'm living today.
Yeah, so there's actually two lessons in there. One, people say, they heard you say red wine's a no-no, and it's not, I'm not like, no, you can never drink wine, but it's the red wine close to, or any alcohol close to bedtime interrupts your sleep cycle.
It does.
So you might feel like it helps you fall asleep, but you don't get a deep sleep. And so everyone's probably been like, man, I got 8 hours sleep, but I'm still groggy. And it's because of the sleep cycle, not necessarily the hours.
Yep.
So back to what you said, you know, I've had a lot of people send me messages, say, hey, oh my goodness, I started getting up at 5 and, you know, I got so much done. And I said, well, what time did you usually get up? And they would say, you know, 7:30. I'm like, oh, this is going to end badly because that works for a day. It might work for 2 days. And then all of a sudden you crash really hard. So what I teach people is what you did. Get up just 15 minutes earlier than you're getting up now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You don't have to get up and join the 5 a.m. club. You don't have to do any crazy hours. All you have to do is get up a few minutes earlier, which allows you to, as we talked about before, control the morning. If you're up and you're in charge and you're ahead and you're not hitting snooze and you're not chasing, you know, the tail of the world, you're going to feel so much better.
Absolutely.
Even if it's just 15 minutes.
Well, you know, in your book, you quote Benjamin Franklin, who is one of my all-time favorite guys to quote. I've read every book on him. I absolutely love the man. If I was, you know, around back then, those days, I probably would have been his wife. But you write in the book that says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. He also said, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it just gives you that little bit of control so you get ahead on something.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I really did. I had an extra 15 minutes to knock out some stuff this morning that I typically would not have gotten to. And so I can see where, you know, if you do this consistently, how it could really have an impact on your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, for everybody listening, 15 minutes in the morning, what could that possibly do? Well, when I was a personal trainer, which was one of my first jobs out of college, which is what I wanted to be for a while, was I also wanted to have an online business selling my workout programs to people around the world. But I had a full day of personal training, 6 a.m. to 11, and then from 2 until 6. And I didn't have any time to do my online business stuff. And if I tried at night, oh my goodness, I was so tired. So I realized I don't want to do this, but I'm going to get up 15 minutes early and work my online business. And so I did that 15 minutes a day, 6 days a week for 18 months. And then all of a sudden, I was able to not do personal training as much and start this new business.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could talk to you for hours. Well, maybe you can become my coach.
I've got another book, so we can talk about my next book next time.
Yeah. No. Well, you're on for 30 minutes, I think. Aren't you staying with us?
Great.
Can you stay with us? Yeah, I'm not done. I've got a lot to, you've got so much to offer our listeners. Everyone, please stay tuned. Craig Ballantyne's going to be talking about the 5 pillars of personal transformation and so much more. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorn dispensary. Thorn is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorn has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorn is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
EarthX, the world's largest environmental expo, returns to Fair Park April 26th to the 28th, featuring green exhibitors, speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, film festival, tiny houses, a kids zone, auto show, and music. Register at EarthX.org.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadotte, and I've got Craig Ballantyne on the line with me and Jill Lane in studio. Craig Ballantyne is the author of The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own the Day and Control Your Life. I just absolutely love this guy. There's so many questions I want to ask you, Craig, and so much information. Everyone out there listening, this is a great book. And then he also has a kit, your Perfect Day Formula kit, that is absolutely fabulous too. I can't wait to dig in and start executing it myself and figuring out what my final game plan is, you know? And I'm such a, you know, Craig, I'm one of those people that I have so many ideas. It's hard for me to like stay focused on one thing for very long, although I have done it successfully at times in my life. But I swear, like, I come up with a new business every single week. I'm going to do that. Cool. And it's kind of like a joke among my whole team because I come up with ideas every single week, but that I can't absolutely execute. But One Life Radio keeps me pretty busy. So
that's good. That's the way it should be. But it's awesome that, you know, you're generating ideas, and that's what keeps us motivated and gives us the momentum to keep on showing up every day.
Yeah, and I think different personalities, you know, work in different ways. And I know, you know, and in your book, you talk a lot about anxiety. And your new book that you mentioned that you wanted to talk about next time, The Black Box of Anxiety, and you talk about anxiety in this book, in chapter 22, The Truth About Setting Goals. You write about the health goal, and you talk about your almost crippling anxiety that you struggled with and how the five pillars of personal transformation can help with this. So can you walk us through a couple of examples of these five pillars of personal transformation in action?
Yeah, absolutely. And so back when I was a personal trainer, I ran these traditional weight loss transformation contests and, you know, before and after photos, and they would write this little essay. And in these essays, that's where I discovered, oh my goodness, if all the winners always had these five things in common. And then I looked at all my successful friends, and they all had these five things in common. And it goes like this. So you can apply it to any area of your life. Pillar number one is better planning and preparation than ever before. So if you think about somebody who has tried to lose weight on January 1st, you know, they've struggled. Well, why did they struggle? Well, they didn't, you know, they were good for 3 days, and then all of a sudden, you know, they ran out of good food at home, and they were eating out of the vending machine. Well, the next time when they succeed, they do better planning and preparation, so they avoid that. Mm-hmm. Pillar number two is what I call professional accountability. This is like having a coach in your life. So a coach, because the coach is going to give you professional advice that you won't get from anybody else, and they're going to give you accountability, which means they're going to hold your feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Now, the third pillar is positive social support, and those are your cheerleaders in life. So if you know, they're the people that are going to pick you up when you're feeling down, but they're never going to actually give you actually, you know, really good advice. So you can kind of think like, you know, with pillar number two, the professional accountability, and pillar number three, the positive social support, it's like running a marathon and having a coach give you a training program. That's pillar number two. Mm-hmm. And then the people on the side of the road, your cheerleaders, that's positive support, and that's pillar number three.
Yeah.
So do you see the difference between
those
two?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
It's I think a good way would to a good analogy of that would be like if you're a professional cyclist, that your trainer is your professional accountability, and that the people on the side of the road cheering you through the Tour de France would be your social support, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. They're just gonna, you know, if you mess up and do something wrong, they're just gonna say, oh, don't worry about it. But you know, your coach is going to go, well, listen, you can't do that again. What are you going to do to make sure that doesn't happen again? So there is a big difference between the two. Now, the fourth pillar is really, really important because, you know, I would actually, in these weight loss transformation contests, I was giving away money. So I was saying, hey, you enter my contest, it doesn't cost you anything. And if you win, I'll give you money and you'll have, you know, lost weight, which is what you want to do. But 80% of people would drop out. And I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? Why are these people, you know, why did the other people stick to it? And I realized it was because of pillar number four, which was they had a meaningful incentive, not just any old incentive like money or something, but a meaningful one. And what that means is you're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for your relationship. You're doing it for, you know, a big goal or a big dream or a big purpose. And when you have a big purpose behind you, you will stick through it because there's going to be tough times, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are just trying to lose weight, whether you are trying to learn a different language, there's going to be tough days. But if you're doing it with a purpose, you'll stick to it.
Absolutely.
Now, the fifth pillar is, you know, I sometimes say this is the most important one because without it, we won't do anything. And the fifth pillar is having a big deadline and a short deadline too, like usually about 21 days, 60 days, 90 days, because you know, you wake up on January 1st and you say, oh, this year I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Well, a year is a pretty big timeline. It's very abstract. And, you know, you can say, well, I don't need to do anything today. I've got all year to do it, so I'll wait till tomorrow. And the next thing you know, it's, you know, October. So when you have a deadline and you say, hey, listen, I have to, you know, clean out the garage by April 21st or else, you know, I'm going to donate $50 to some, you know, charity that I, you know, or some political party I don't like. Okay, great. Now you've got a deadline that's going to spur you to action. It's going to keep you going through tough times, and it's going to make you move faster towards the end. Much like if we use the Tour de France analogy again, you know, those guys, the deadline gets them going. And when they're halfway through and they're like, oh my goodness, I want to quit. But you know what? I'm halfway through. I'm going to keep going. And then as they get closer and closer to the finish line, they actually speed up, right? We've seen them all in these highlight videos. And so that's the power of the deadline.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love that. You know, I have to give a shout out to Rob Richmond because he was the one that told us about your book. And I'm going to give a shout out to Jill Lane because Jill Lane is the one that connected us with Rob Richmond several years ago. And you know, it's great to speak with all of you. I love your book. And I'm going to give a shout out again to your website, craigballantine.com and perfectdayformula.com. And I want to give a giveaway. I've got several copies that you were so graciously generous sending to us, Craig, at 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190. We've got three copies here to give away. And you know what? I'll give away. I'm taking the one that you gave me. I've written all over it. But I'm going to give away, personally, I'm going to buy it myself to give away the Perfect Day Formula to replace the one that you gave to our listeners, because I you guys, you gotta buy this book. It's really encouraging. It really is. I'm gonna try not to swear for the first time in my life, and you know what? I'm writing it down and doing a lot of things I'm going to incorporate in my life that I read in your book. And so, you know what? We're almost out of time. Let me ask you this, and I hope you'll come back because you have so much to share with our listeners.
Sure.
But what has been your number one mistake in your career?
Oh, my number one mistake was easy. I was very cheap and I didn't hire a coach, and I should have hired a coach 3 years before I hired a coach, because when I did hire a coach, when I hired my professional accountability, my results in my business, in my life went through the roof. And so that was the biggest mistake I made. It was like, you know, why would you try and do anything without a little bit of guidance, a little bit of mentoring?
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question because a lot of people can't afford one, or they're too cheap to hire one like you were, as you said in the book. Okay, so.
And I got a great answer for it.
Okay.
It's called virtual mentoring, which means go to the library and get a book, or go to YouTube and watch all their videos and or buy their cheapest product, like, you know, a $10 book or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you do is you get the information there.
Yeah.
And you, if you apply it, you will get dividends from it, and you can reinvest those dividends in the next level and the next level and the next level. You know, this is business related, but it's in weight loss stuff, people can go on YouTube and watch my free videos that I have for my weight loss career. I've got a video that's been watched 3.5 million times on there. Just type in my name and 4-minute workout and you'll get some free stuff. So always look for the virtual mentor first.
I love it. And I have to speak this from your book that you wrote to our listeners. And I'd like to end the segment this way because I feel there's so much value in the book that you wrote. I'm just going to read this. It says, in the words of Craig Ballantyne, the three most important things we can do for one another are live by example, add value, and give love. I just love that. And thank you so much for writing the book.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Jill Lane. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car.
I love- Love this song. I just want to listen to it. Who else loves this song?
I like it. Me.
I don't even know why I like it, but I do.
Because you heard it this weekend.
That's it. Little woman.
The beat.
That's it. It's the beat.
It's the beat.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Jill Lane. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions. That's Team Fueling Champions on Instagram, and her website, fuelingchampions.org. I also want to let you guys know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And of course, a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. And of course, Crazy Water. You can't beat it. It's got minerals in it. It's alkaline water, naturally right here locally from Mineral Wells, Texas. And of course, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the HM Company, which now it's the Honest Hemp Company, which was their original name all along, but they had to go to H-Hemp because there was a lot of confusion with this other brand that was named that. And so it's the Honest Hemp Company. We'll be getting it all out on our social media as well. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. So always great to have you in studio, Jill Lane. Again, you can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions. Today we're talking about food for thoughts. And it was a
Women's Health, right?
Women's Health article about, you know, the same meals that keep your body healthy might also create a calmer you. The best grub, right this way. So let's talk about this. So what diets are they highlighting, and what are they saying the effects are on our mental health?
The two diets that they focus on in this particular article is one's called the DASH diet. And the DASH diet was basically put together to help people with hypertension, high blood pressure, get their blood pressure back in the normal ranges through food, which, again, it's
yes.
Like let food be thy medicine. And then the other one is the Mediterranean diet, which, you know, we've talked about on the show. They're similar in what they prescribe, basically. It's that you don't eat a lot of sugar. You don't eat a lot of fried foods. You eat the quote-unquote whole food style. You're not taking in a lot of foods that have added salt, but you can add healthy salts to mm-hmm. your food. But it's, you know, lots of green leafy vegetables, lots of fish, lots of healthy fats, lots of fiber, moderate amount of protein. And so those are the two that they focused on in this article.
Well, you know, I have to say, I want to also mention our latest sponsor, Nature's Plate. It's plant-based meals to go. You made me think of it when we were talking about the sodium, because they do things really well, and you should check them out, naturesplate.com. It's a great company. It really is. It's not just great for you. It's great for the earth. You know, and I have to say, ever since I started eating their food, it's plant-based prepared meals to go. Mm-hmm. I'm just more satisfied. I'm more satisfied. I feel my body feels more nourished, yeah. and I just it feels good to eat really well. It does, and yeah. It's better for your whole your body, your mind, your spirit, everything.
Yeah, I mean, and don't you wish that you could just bottle that and give that to somebody for them to feel? Because I don't think people really understand how much better they can feel physically, mentally, and even spiritually until they feel it for themselves mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. by changing the food that they eat.
Yeah.
I mean, they reference it in here that people in a research study who followed this DASH diet or something similar to it were less likely to develop depression than those who didn't. And so I think we talk about it so much. And if it's the biggest thing people can take away from our show is that how you eat and what you eat matters to your health.
It does.
Whether you have heart disease, cancer, you know, neurological conditions, you're healing from something, some level of depression or anxiety. I know Craig could have talked forever about that, I'm sure, because he has some health-related stuff
right.
in all of his information, which I love.
Well, and you do, and I, you know what? I was thinking about Craig, too, because it's a perfect day. It's about planning, okay?
Yeah.
I don't have the time to cook like I want to. Thank goodness there are more restaurants opening, like Nature's Plate, so it's a good decision for me. And it's funny, because you know, this is not supposed to be be a promotion for them, but I can't help but naturally promote them because it makes sense. You have to manage your time. You have to manage your life. That includes what you eat. Yeah. And if you don't have time to prepare or grocery shop for all that food, this is a nice alternative for me.
Yeah, I mean, you need to have a plan B. That's what I call it in my business. If something falls through and you don't get to make that amazing dinner that you have in the refrigerator at home, you need to know where you can go, have a plan B.
Yeah.
Where can I stop to get something that's going to nourish me, that I'm not going to feel bad about after I eat it, that's going to get me to the next thing I need to do that day? So it's about having a plan B. And sometimes businesses like that are your plan A, and that's great too, but always have a plan B.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to take this show to the next level. I am, and I don't have a wife. So you know, to grocery shop and cook and all that stuff that women do, mostly women. And so my alternative is naturesplate.com, which is kind of funny because the founders, that's where it came from. They were businesswomen. They were corporate businesswomen. And they would do all their cooking for their family all in 1 week because they wanted, it was important to them to have real good quality food, plant-based food. And so, and then someone said, well, why don't you start a company? You know, where you work for yourself and you do what you're so passionate about. Yeah. That is the story of Nature's Plate.
Well, I don't think it's ironic that Craig said, you know, of the five things, the five pillars for personal transformation, that the first thing was, regardless of it was business or his weight loss and health endeavors, was that you start to, every time you plan better, you get better outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just always having a plan B. And when it comes to mental health, whether we're talking about dementia or depression or anything in between, planning sometimes just is like, I'm going to write down blueberries on my shopping list and I'm going to buy blueberries because I know that they're good for my brain. And I'm going to eat those blueberries instead of the bowl of cereal at breakfast with my pastured eggs and some raw nuts. And it's just making incremental changes through small choices that take just a minute of planning. You know, we don't have to upturn the whole apple cart overnight. You can't take an F diet to an A overnight. Our society kind of expects everything to happen so instantaneously, but every incremental change gives you something positive in the return.
Yeah.
Even if you just know that you check the box there, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, you can feel better, you know, better about yourself even before you physically feel better.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. What are some good do's and don'ts, and what else can we do to improve our mental health with our nutrition?
Well, I think they cover some of the obvious stuff that we talk about on this show in this thing about what to not do. So don't eat a lot of fried foods, trans fats. Don't just live off, you know, fast food meats. Don't consume too much sugar. I mean, you know, they have a perfect example in here. They say the ecstasy you feel after eating a donut is a blood sugar spike. When insulin comes to shuttle the sugar out, you feel a crash. And for some people, that crash is depression.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, that crash is they just need to, like, sit down anywhere where they are and fall asleep. And for some people, that crash is just, you know, them kind of checking out at work, at school. This happens a lot with our kids at school, and not being able to just focus. And so we can sometimes confuse that with having anxiety or depression when it's really a blood sugar issue.
Yeah.
It's from our food. And so, you know, again, we spoke about this last week when we started on this topic. You know, I don't want to erroneously put the message out that if someone really needs some tragedy care, they've had a tragedy in their family and they need like a medicine or something, a prescription for their mental health, you know, temporarily to walk them through that, great. But be also paying attention to your food because it matters. And there's actually some research to show that people who are taking folate and an SSRI at the same time got better results. So you can eat your folate from your leafy greens, supplement with a methylated folate at the same time, and get better, get the best of both worlds if you need it.
Yeah. Wow, I love it. I could just listen to you all day. I love talking about this. It's so important. And
food is powerful in the way that it makes you feel on both spectrums, horrible or amazing.
Absolutely.
And so just harness it, but do it in little bites, no pun intended. You know, again, don't think you have to go like full keto 100% tomorrow or full paleo or full vegan or whatever the, you know, label is you want to choose. Just instead of eating cereal tomorrow, have a couple of pastured eggs, have some berries, have a few raw nuts, have your coffee. And then the next day, do it again and do it again and do it again, and then move on to the next meal.
And try to get up 15 minutes early every day so you can get some stuff done.
So you can cook those eggs. I mean, it might just be to cook the eggs, but that's okay.
It makes you feel like you're in control. Like, I got this. Seriously. And I was doing my gratitude while I made my bed, so I multitasked even doing that. That's typically what I do.
That's great.
I begin my day when I make my bed by being thankful that I can get up out of my bed.
You can make a bed, right?
And I can make my bed, and I'm fully alive in the world.
Love it.
And I'm full of energy because I ate really good. I'm
true
serious.
Story.
It's a true story. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. We always enjoy doing it, or at least most of the time. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.